as far as I know, I've never preached from these passages of scriptures that we're going to read to you tonight. But it's on our hearts this evening, and you just pray for us for the time that we'll be before you, that God will just take His Word and bless it, that it would be food for us, strengthen us, and help us to be better Christians and to be able to lead others to the Lord before it's too late. Book of Isaiah in the 14th chapter is where we'll be reading from. And tonight I do appreciate each and every one of you. Appreciate our church. And appreciate God more than anything else, that we have a Lord that loved us enough to allow His Son to die on the cross for our sins. That we could stand up here today and say that we are saved by the grace of God and on our way to heaven when this life shall come to an end. Book of Isaiah, the 14th chapter. If you found it and like to stand for the reading of God's Word, go with us if you would, down starting reading in verse 12. He says, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which did weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell, to the sides of the pit. They that see thee shall narrowly look upon thee and consider thee, saying, Is this the man that made the earth to tremble, that did shake kingdoms, that made the world as a wilderness and destroyed the cities thereof, that opened not the house of his prisoners? All the kings of the nations, even all of them, lie in glory, even every one in his own house. But thou art cast out of thy grave like an abominable branch, and as a remnant of those that are slain, thrust through with a sword that go down to the stones of the pit, as a carcass trodden under feet. Thou shalt not be joined with them in burial, because thou hast destroyed thy land and slain thy people. The seed of evildoers shall never be renowned." And stop reading there with that 20th verse. And some of you probably wondering, what shall we preach from out of this scripture reading tonight? And my text would be very simply entitled, "Watch out for I." Watch out for I. I will get you in trouble. Lucifer, as we know, Satan, the Bible says that he was fallen from heaven, and this is not new doctrine that we're preaching today. He once was one of the angels, one of the mighty angels. But because of I, he got in trouble. You ever been around somebody or with a crowd and people start talking and you hear I? Whenever I hear the word I get nervous. And you say, well, we use it a lot. Lucifer used it. He said, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I am going to ascend into heaven and I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars of God. He thought that he was mightier than God, that he had a great following. And sometimes, you know, the Bible says that we ought not praise ourselves, that we ought let what people speak about us. Let that be what we take into our hearts. But you know, sometimes we get a little too high, even within ourselves, if we're not careful. Anybody ever been flying a little too high? Dale and the Bridges used to sing that song about Father's table grace. And in the recitation part of it, you remember the father's prayer was that if his son was about to leave home and he said, if he starts to fly too high, would you clip his wings just a little bit? Because I can take you into places that you don't want to go into. As I heard G.E. Gilbert in years past preaching a message, and he said this, that our talents will take us to places to where our conscience won't let us stay. I is what got Lucifer in trouble. Because he had all this power. And oftentimes you see this with people that have great talents or have a great anointing, that they think that it's all them. Let me say this from the forefront, and I may even say it during the message, that you and I can't do anything without the Lord. We can't do anything without Him. Just when you thought that you could use your talents, the Lord is able to take away that talent. Just when people that sing and preachers that preach think that that anointing is them, God is able to take that anointing away. I heard a guy say several years ago that most of us as preachers, we're only as good as the last message. That's what people remember. We're only as good as the last message. We're only as good as the last song. We're only as good as the last testimony or last prayer. We have to remember that it's not us that made ourselves, but it's He that made us. And when we think that we're all that, God is able to even take the oxygen out of our lungs and to put us flat. Not just flat on our backs in a bed, but He's able to put us flat on our backs in the graveside. Just when we thought that we was able to do all things, we was able to do just about anything we wanted to, it's God who got our attention. And I know a lot of people today that need to hear our message because they need to stay away from it and they need to realize it's not you, it's not me, but it's God. Lucifer learned this because he had great power. The Lord had given him great power. And when I thought about that, I remembered the 70 when they came back. You remember that they was rejoicing? What they were saying, that I have the power to cast out demons. I have the power to heal the sick. I have power to save the lost. And Jesus looked at him and he said, it's not I, it's not you that you ought to be rejoicing over. What you ought to be rejoicing over is that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Everything else, it's God. It's not you. It's not me. It's Him that has the power to give us this. And Satan, the Bible says that he caused, and I'm not going to recite all of these verses that I read to you, but it was Satan that caused a lot of problems in this world. And can I get an amen tonight that he is still causing a lot of problems in this world? Because he knows he don't have much time left. But the last verse that I read to you, the last part of that verse said that the seed of evildoers shall never be renowned. In other words, you're not going to be exalted. You're not going to be lifted up because of the evil doings that you're doing in your life. It's not going to last. I is only here, and that's not good English, Billy, but I is only here for a short time. But God has been here since the beginning, and He'll be here till the end of time and for all eternity. Lucifer thought that he had a lot of power. Sometimes, if we're not careful as Christians, we'll think we have a lot of power. Sometimes, as I heard a preacher say several years ago, we'll think that we've arrived, that we've made it to that level. And just at that time is when God brings us back to our knees and makes us realize that we don't have anything without Him. There's a song that they used to sing that said, I can't even walk without Him holding my hand. And you think about how simple it is to walk. But as we get older, we realize that it's God's strength that helped us through every step. It's not you and it's not me. It's Him that's given us this ability. Anything that we have, our intellect, our abilities, our capabilities, our talents, our strength, anything we have is because God has given it to us. But when our life comes to an end, everything that we've had, it goes away. And then it's just us with what God has given to us. Lucifer said, I can go and I can exalt my throne above His throne. I'll sit upon the mount of the congregations. I will ascend above the heights of the cloud. I will be like the Most High. Yeah. The same thing that He told Eve and she told Adam back in the garden is what He is saying here. The day that you eat of the tree of knowledge is the day that you will be higher than God or as high as God. You will be as gods when you eat of that fruit. And I'm sure Adam and Eve thought, I will be able to make decisions, be able to do the things and go to places that I'm no longer controlled by this man that comes every day in the cool of the evening. I can do this. because Lucifer, the serpent, told them that they could do it. But what he didn't tell them is that the day that you eat of that fruit is the day that you die. Right now, you're protected by God and you're in paradise. You're in the best place that there is on earth. But the day that you eat of that because I thinks that you're just as a God is the day that you will start to die. And you'll be cast out of that garden. We've got a lot of eyes in this world. A lot of politicians that talk about I. Can I put this in, and I'm not going to give you a political message tonight. If half of them would just do a third of what they promise, we'd have a different country. But once they're elected, they forget about what I said, and they go with the rest of the liberals and the conservatives and all those that's up in Washington. I don't know how I got on politicians, but they sound a lot like I. And if we're not careful as God's people, we'll become exalted. We pray prayers and God answers them. And sometimes Satan will come to us and say, look what you did. What he don't tell you, it may not have been yours that God heard. It may have been somebody else's that God answered. I'm not saying that God doesn't answer your prayers. I'm just saying be careful and don't think that we have all that much power because God answered a prayer for us. Be thankful and grateful that the prayer was answered. But leave I out of it. Because it wasn't you. It wasn't me. It was by the work of God. Lucifer thought he had it all and all and all that put together. He thought that he was as strong as God. But you see, our Sunday school teacher, man, well, if you go back and remember in the lessons, when Lucifer was cast out of heaven, it wasn't God or the Son or the Holy Spirit that bound him and cast him out. It was another angel. God didn't even have to do the work because Lucifer wasn't even equal to God. You and I are just a servant of the Lord. And how some people can get stuck on I amazes me. It amazes me that people think that they're that much of themselves. Now the Bible teaches us we're supposed to have confidence in ourselves. But we're also supposed to have trust in God and more confidence in Him than we even have in ourselves. Because I realize my shortcomings. I realize my limitations. I can't do anything. I can't even bring a message without Him. People say, well, you've been preaching for a long time. No, I've been a mouthpiece for a long time. I understand where I'm at, Brother Eli. Without God, I can't testify. I can't pray. I can't sing. I can't preach. I can't do anything without God. But every once in a while, has anybody ever had Satan come up to you and say, look what you did? Y'all ain't going to help the preacher on a Wednesday night. If we're not careful, he will come to us and say, look at what you just did. We often use the word I too dangerously. We say, I will do this and I will do that. The Bible says that we ought not say that we will do anything unless it be the Lord's will. If we're going to say we're going to do something, we ought to say, or if we're going somewhere, if it be the Lord's will. I used to make fun, and I'll confess tonight. I used to make fun of my grandpa and my dad and them because every time that you'd hear them talking, somebody would ask them if they're going here or going there. They said, if it be the Lord's will, we'll be there. And we used to make fun of them for saying that. But sure enough, it's scriptural. That we're not supposed to say we'll do anything unless it be the Lord's will. Because if He doesn't give us the strength, if He doesn't give us the nourishment, if He doesn't guide our steps and direct the car and all this, we're not going anywhere. You and I can't do anything. And then those that say, I have. Those that say that they have abilities. And folks, I've seen folks with a whole lot less abilities do a whole lot more for God because they realize it's not them, it's God that does the work. Several years ago, we preached a message here, and then that message, the Lord isn't asking if you have the talent. He's asking if you're willing. Because if you're willing, he can take people that are willing and go a whole lot further than people that's got talent that aren't willing. Now, if you have talent and you are willing, God can do a lot with it. He can do a lot. And then today I was reading a little bit from Job because a lot of people say, I have, and they're talking about their possessions or their worldly goods that they have. When Job lost all of his thousands of animals and his children and his barns and his house, he didn't say, I've lost all this. He just looked up and said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the Lord. Because he realized it wasn't Job. The Bible says this about Job. He was the richest man in the East with all of his possessions. But Job realized it wasn't I that did this. It was God who did this for me. We need to realize that tonight. And then those that say, I do. And I'm not talking about a marriage ceremony. People talk about, I do this and I do that. It's God that woke you up this morning. You say, well, I had an alarm clock set. That's what woke me up. No, there's a lot of people that the alarm clock went off this morning and they didn't get up. Because we need to realize it's God that wakes us up. And I know a lot of people that was healthy yesterday that today can't even take a step around the world because I isn't the one who does the strength. I don't understand. Let me put this in and I'll move on. I don't really understand the fullness of how we can eat food and it gives our body the nourishment that we stand in need of. Anybody understand all the fullness of it? I don't understand how we can put seeds in the ground. And sure enough, the sun and the moon and the watering, it all makes them grow. I don't understand all this. But folks, I know that God knows all about it. I don't understand all of it. People say, well, we thought you was pretty smart. Now we realize you're not. There's a lot of things that we take for granted that we don't know a thing about. We just got a little scratch of knowledge of it. But when people think that they're all that, they're putting themselves up there with Lucifer. The Bible says that we ought to be abased so that we can be exalted in due time. And to be exalted in due time is not by ourselves. You ever see anybody that likes to lift themselves up? And most of the time when they lift themselves up, it's at the expense of somebody else. I don't like to see kids pick on other kids. I don't like to see families pick on other families or people pick on other people. Because all they're trying to do is exalt themselves at the expense of belittling somebody else. And if you take all of us and you put us all together, there's not a bit of difference as far as from the eyes of God, from one of us to the other. From the smartest down to those that are struggling. From the richest to the poorest, from the highest to the lowest. God doesn't look at what we have. He looks at our soul and what we have with Him. And then those that say that I can. What did Paul say in Philippians, the 4th chapter, about that? Paul said, I can. But he said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, which strengthened me. Without the Lord, I can't do anything. And I know that this might sound simple, and it might be that you wonder about me sometimes, but even for me to move a finger, I don't know how it all works that I don't even have to think about it. I can move a finger. But I know this, it's not me that's doing it. It's God that's directing it. It's God that allows the body to function in the way that it does. So for us to say that I can do anything, people that have great abilities and great strength, It's God that's given it to us. And then he says that those that say that I am as Lucifer, he was saying, I am just as great as God is. See, that's what happens when you give an angel a little bit too much authority. And that could be what happens if you give a human a little too much authority. As Granny used to say, you ever known people that was a little bit too big for their britches? You know what happened? I got a hold of them. They got all built up in themselves because of what God had blessed them with. Tonight we need to realize if we're not careful that we'll be in the same boat that Lucifer was in. But the Bible does speak about it using I. There was a man that walked this world that could use I because he was the one who was God in the flesh. Lucifer was not God. He was just a fallen angel. And let me put this in before I move on. The next time the devil comes at you, remind him that he's just a fallen angel. You know what? The Bible teaches us anything that has fallen is below us. You can step on him or step over him. We don't have to listen to him. Because he has no power other than that which we allow him to have in our lives. But Jesus said it like this in his word. In John the 6th chapter, he said, I am the bread of life. He didn't say that man was. He says, I am. He said, if you eat of this bread of this world, you'll hunger again. But if you eat of this bread that I'm telling you about, you'll never hunger again. He is still the bread of life. He's the only one that could say, I can do, have done, will do, am, and be able to back it up. Because he's not limited as you and I are by the human capabilities that we have. He also said in that same chapter that I'm the living bread. You remember that woman said, how can you say that you're the bread? The question came up, our fathers did eat. She thought that he was talking about the manna. Our fathers did eat the bread in the wilderness and they're dead. But he said, if you eat of this bread, you'll never die. Because he was and still is the bread of life. Over a few more chapters, he says that he is the light of this world. That Satan thought that he was a bright light. But all he was just his light was only reflective of the true power, the strength that he had. And who gave it to him? It was God that gave him the strength that he had. It's no different than the moon. They tell us, and I don't know whether it's true or not, they tell us that the moon has no light at all within itself. All it is a reflection of the sun. Now, how many of you have heard that? How many of you know it's true? But when we hear Jesus say, I am the light of the world, folks, we've all heard that. And we all know that it's true. Lucifer was just shining in the glory of God. We as God's people, let me put this in before I move on. We as God's people have only the power that God gives us to testify to lost. You ever try to testify to somebody when the Spirit wasn't there? You stammer and stumble and you try to find words and there are no words to be found. But when the Spirit of God shows up, you don't even know you're testifying. Because it's not you, it's He that is working through you. Or you ever tried to pray without God, without the Spirit? Sometimes people try to pray and you don't accomplish anything. But then when the Spirit comes along, you're able to pray because it's not you. It's the Spirit that the Bible says, it's the unction of the Holy Spirit which utters words that we can't even comprehend. And some folks might say, be careful now, preacher, you're in a Baptist church. I believe in the Holy Spirit of God. And when we get I out of the way, God is able to use us and allow us to do things that we never thought was possible. And sometimes we look back and say, how did I do that? And we have to realize it wasn't I. It was He that did that. And He also says that Jesus said it like this. He said, I am the good shepherd. And He still is the good shepherd. And He's still out there searching for those that's gone astray. I cannot lead them to the Lord. But the Holy Spirit can lead them to God. I read in the book of Acts today about a man that inquired. He wanted to hear a word about this Lord. And because of the ones that was there, Paul, when they tried to preach to him, they were stopped because of this group that was trying to cause harm to him. And Paul, through the Holy Spirit, calls that man to be dumb. And the Bible says that when the man that wanted to hear a word about God saw it, he believed. See, if we could get I out of the way, what did John say in his word? He said, I must decrease so that He can increase. Instead of us trying to build ourselves up, we ought to be building up the name of the Lord. And God will take care of us. And I know this. Larry Jones would really like this. And Sunday, y'all can remind him about it. Most of the time when we see eyes getting in the way, it's because of the preacher. Is it not true? A lot of preachers think that they're all that. That they're the ones that the people come to see. They're the ones that the people want to hear. They're the ones that have the power. They're the ones that have it all. But God, just like everyone else, 2 years ago, Sister Edwin and I was talking about all the preachers that was known throughout this country that went on to be with the Lord. You know what God said? It's time to lay down your Bibles. It's time to quit preaching your messages and come on home to be with Him. Just when you think that you're all that, God is able to take you out and put somebody else in your place. Can I put this in? We need God more than God needs us. God can take I out of here and put somebody else in my place and the church never miss a beat. Do you think about that? People say, I would never say that about myself. We need to realize how important He is to us. Yes, we're important to Him, but we need Him more than He needs us. People say, well, you've given us a bad... You said He's going to help us, lift us up. And all you're doing is tearing us down. No, I think it's important that we realize where we're at and who we are. We're nothing more than what the Lord will make us into be. He also said, I am the Son of God. Lucifer couldn't say that. All Lucifer could say is, I'm an angel that's been exalted. Jesus could look at him and say, but I'm the Son of God. You're just an angel. You know what he could say to Lucifer? You're just a created being. You was created by the Father. I have always been here with the Father. We created you. And now you want to think you're all that. Sounds like some Baptist that we know, don't it? None of us is all that. You say, preacher, you're tearing us down. No, I'm trying to lift us up by us realizing that it's God that's made us what we are. Then he also said that when he was there with Martha and Mary, you remember he said, I am the resurrection and the life. None of us will ever get up had not Jesus gotten up. And I know that's not good English. But because He got up, the Bible says that we also shall be part of the first fruits of the resurrection. That we get to join Him. You've never seen anybody that was all that. That once they died, they were still all that. Unless they died in Jesus Christ. Because He knows where they're at. And He knows who they are. And all these are from the book of John. He also said in the book of John in the 15th chapter that I am the vine. This ought to wake us up tonight in case we be exalted in ourselves like Lucifer was. And folks, don't get me wrong, none of us has probably had the thought that we would ascend into heaven and replace God. None of us have. But we need to realize that God that made us is one who made us what we are. For all the abilities we have, all the strength we have, everything that we have, it's God who's given it to us. Remember this about the vine. He said the branch that bringeth forth not fruit, that it would be cut off and cast into the fire. Tonight it wasn't the branch that said to the vine, I'll cut you off. But it was the vine that said to the branch, I'll cut you off. He is the vine. We are the branches. And folks, without the vine, I've never seen a branch that had roots. Only the vine has roots. And how does the vine grow? It gets its nutrients and its water from the roots. It's not the branch. You and I without God is like that branch. Without God, we have nothing. But how many of you tonight's got everything that you need because of what God has done for you? I've heard people say this, and then I'll close, when they're talking about I. And I've used this many times over the years. People that talk about all the money or all the wealth or all the things that they have gained, and they say, I'm the one who worked for this. I am a self-made millionaire. And then I'm reminded of the scriptures and what I've tried to share with you tonight. Who gave them the strength to go to the job? Who gave them the intellect to be able to make the decisions? Who woke them up so they could go to work? And who watched over them while they was traveling on the highways? It was God. From the time that we wake up to the time we go to bed, and even while we're sleeping, God is the one that's watching over us. We're not watching over ourselves. Folks, there's no room for in our vocabulary to talk about I when you're bragging on what you've done. If there's anything to be bragged about, it's a brag about what God has done for you. I have enjoyed all this because of God. I have received all this because of God. I am what I am because of God. I'm where I'm at today because of God. And I'm going to heaven when I die because of God. Not because of me, but because of Him. Lucifer thought he was all that. And all it took was an angel to bind him and to cast him out of heaven. And a third of the angels that fell with him. People say that's a lot of them. That means there's angels missing. God could just create some more. But you know what God's saying? Angels have about served their purpose. Because there's a choir that's getting ready to strike up. Not a choir like we had up here tonight. Not a choir like some of the cathedrals around the world. But a choir of those that's been born again by the grace of God. Because they put I away. You know, that's why so many people can't get saved. They can't get past I. They can't get past that. Their pride. They can't get past it. They can't get past letting go of who they were and all the things that they do and put their trust in God and say, Lord, I can't, but you can. I like what the man said, and then I'll close. One of my favorite verses in the Bible, y'all know that the young people gave me a plaque last year with this on it. When the man was asked if he believed that God or Jesus could do it for him, he says, I believe. But help thine mine unbelief. I believe. Now when we use it like that, there's nothing wrong with it. If we can just get past, I believe and help my unbelief. Because every one of us has doubts. When it comes down to it, we all have doubts. Our greatest fears causes doubts. And what we're doing is we're looking at what we're able to do. How many of you know? And I said this a few years ago when Scotty was here at that time. With each passing year, I can do less than I did the year before. Any witnesses in the house? My strength is diminishing. But God's strength has never lost one bit. When I am weak, He is strong. And when I think I'm strong, it's like me telling God, I don't need you today. I'm all right. And folks, the Lord knows that's not true. There's not one hour of one day that we don't need Him in our lives. Tonight, while Rob and Sharon give us a song of invitation, you say, well, what kind of invitation would we have with this message? An invitation that we would see ourselves as God sees us. And that we see ourselves in that, Lord, I can't do anything without You. But if the Lord is with me, as Brother Tom Metcalf used to say in his preaching, if the Lord is with us, I can go bear hunting with a switch. David went up against a lion and a bear, did he not? David went up against Goliath, did he not, with just one little stone. Some of you Bible readers looking at me and say, well, I thought he had five. He had one for Goliath and one for each of his four brothers. You know what David was saying? I can't even direct a stone, but if you others come after me, God can direct to kill all five of you. We cannot fight the giants in our lives, but God can. God can. Would you stand while they sing a verse of a song? Tonight, you follow your heart. There's no room for I when it comes to how good God has been to us and how good God has blessed us. The Lord has blessed us well. But when someone brags on us, we ought to tell them it's because of God. Gil, it's God that brought you through. And I could go around the house tonight. And so many of our other members, it's God that's done all this great work. Leave it all with God. Yes. He'll meet you there. Hey, man, I hope you got something from the message. If we're not careful in the flesh, we've all been lifted up. Let's just be open. We've all been lifted up. But then something would happen and it just knocked the wind out of us. It put us back down to where we belong. I appreciate the Lord for keeping us where He knows. You know, we ought not want anything that would exalt us to a place to where that we wouldn't put God first. We would not want anything. Tonight, I'm going to ask if you would that we close in a prayer. We heard that grandmother ask prayer for, and I'm going to get her name wrong, Kylie? Okay. I got a Kaylee. I got a Kylie. That same as Ben and Heather's little girl. Okay, that's Chris and Chris, Cindy's little girl. But I'm going to ask if y'all would to gather in. And Grandma, if you just bring her up here and stand with her, you can sit there on the front pew. Mom, if you can come. I know that my prayer today, without God, can't do anything. But I like what James said. He said, call upon the elders of the church and let's pray over them. Because if we pray, not I, if we pray, God will hear in heaven. And even though this little baby's had all kinds of tests done, blood tests and everything else, and they still can't figure out what's causing it, with all the knowledge there is in the medical world, it still amazes me. That Brother Wayne, it teaches me that God is showing them that there's a lot of things that they think they know a lot, and they do, but they still don't know it all. And I ask our brothers and sisters to gather in with us and pray over her, pray over Maria, pray over the Phelps family, pray over all these tonight that stand in need of the Lord. And you ladies gather around. You've got children. You know what this mom's going through. And if we could, we'd take their pain for them. But we know that we can't. But God is able to speak the words that she needs. So would you gather in with us and pray? And just pray right there where you're at. And as we pray for her, if you get away from us, have a great week. Enjoy what's left of it. And we'll see you on Sunday. But let's pray over this little child.